Okay, I'm on the sugya of Esek Chaser with Nikiv. So we saw last time that Zmachalik Zvishainim, whether Nikiv and Chaser are there two separate psulim, that there's a psul Nikiv and a psul Chaser, and Be'etzem Chaser and Mashu Be'etzem would be a passless. And that was the Gemara says, in the Nekim of Fulish or Ke'iser, that's going to be the Nekiv, it's not going to be the Chaser. Or the Pshad is that it's only one passless, you have to have a Chaser, there's no such thing as psul Chaser and Mashu. Every chesaron has to be either nekem of fulish all the way through, or if it's not all the way through, it's going to be a size of a iser. So some of the mechaber passes esrik shnikev nekem fulish kosher pasul shen fulish iser pasul yichizah kosher pasul mechaber brings down that a chesaron kosher is pasul yesh oimim that even there's no such thing as a chesaron mashu, even nekem of fulish needs a chesaron mashu and fulish needs a iser. And the Rama says that b'shas al-chag yish l'akul k'svar achrei n'hach sh'chasarn y'omiku b'shas al-chag. So because it comes out like this, that I'll just split up again. There's day one, there's day two, and then there's the rest of Sukkos. So on day one, when we're dealing with Dereisa, so the psak of the Rama is that if somebody has a chasar in mashu, what's going to be the halacha? It's a certain mashu. So be'etzem we're nogul hak b'soch achorinu. B'shas al chak we're mekel. The chesaron mashu is not going to passel. How wide are we mekel? So we said the mishmur brings down that we're mekel even to make a bracha on it. And as pshat as we hold that it be'etzem is the kardin that b'shas al chak able to go ahead and even make a bracha on the chesaron mashu. That's on yontiv rishon. When you're dealing with yontiv sheni, so mishmur brings down for the man Mordechai that I'm my Mordechai just get. The eating out of Shani Shapra Dami Varchalov, Koshin Fush and Kisra. Out of Shani, Mishpur is Makel, even not Shasad Chak. Why is Makel not even Shasad Chak? That is because Ayan Tavishan is a Machalikis, whether it's Kisra and Mashu or Pasalis, like it says, telling the Shainim. Ayan Tavishani, there's a need in which you can see him as Hashem. Does Yan Tavishani have the Chumas Yan Tavishan or not? So if you don't, Yan Tavishani has the same Chumas Yan Tavishan, it'll be the same Alachal. There are some places in which Yom Tov Sheni does not have the same psalm of the Yom Tov Rishon. You know, we're machmir mitam safek or b'nei v'sem b'yadeim, but it's not going to have the chumras of Yom Tov Rishon. And being that on Yom Tov Rishon, being on the rest of Sukkot and before that's going to be kasha, therefore it's going to be kasha. Therefore, it's like my Mordechai on Yom Tov Sheni, you can make a bracha even at shas harchak, able to go and make a bracha. Therefore, this year, Yom Tov Rishon is on Shabbos. So for when he gave the psul chaser, so for the bnei etzel, there's no psul of chaser because there's no yom tov rishon. What? Who? Oh, we got the lechila. Elamai yom tov sheni. Yom tov sheni. So yom tov sheni was saying if there's a chesar and poshu, the Maamar is saying that it's okay to make a bracha on it. Shabbat on v'archalav. It's okay. And being there, yeah, you have the two shitas, therefore we're mekil and legami, and therefore it's going to be okay. Therefore, chaser, the ikar locha is not such a big noise this year because we keep one day b'chalas on a noise, even in the second day on chisar and mashu, it's even you can even make a bracha on it. Now you want to know is a mamish lechachila or not? So the pashtus I'm going to give the rest of Sukkot, the pashtus adavar. It will seemingly be that's okay, that the Gemara brings down that Lama Vez, that Rav Chanini went, he matvav and nafak bay, he ate from his esrog and he ate with it. Gemara says, how does it work out? The Gemara says, depends on the Rishon, the other days of Yontiv, that Rav Chanini went and ate from his esrog. So Kipshuta Rav Chanini is eating from his esrog, that would seemingly tell me that Esrog, which is chaser, on the rest of Yontiv, is something which is kasher l'chachila. Because it wasn't kasher l'chachila, so why in the world is Chanina eating from his esrog? Amaisa, there is a Me'iri and a Ravid which say that it's not l'chachila mitzad creates hadr, it's yofi, it definitely is a mile of shalom, it's not going to be a l'chachila. What's with Rechanina? Rechanina is a shtakatayna. Rechanina does things, the tachlas ahidr, so what's Rechanina over here didn't do it. So Rechanina wants to make a kumta, something about he thought that he didn't have a, he didn't have a lulav, he didn't have a dalaminim. Even the dalaminim are makazazah. So he thought anyhow he wasn't going to be yitzah. And therefore he went and took a bite of it. A couple minutes later, a couple hours later, someone came along and brought him a lulav. Now so nah, he has dalaminim. Hashem has a kasher, a potzel. And he went ahead and therefore he's able to make a bracha. They weren't so wealthy. What? They weren't so wealthy. They didn't have, it's not like food nowadays. Oh, we have like 14 courses and fruit and whatever. It's a nice, yummy, delicious fruit. Yeah, anyhow, it couldn't be good, so we'll stam, Baltashka stamped to throw it out. So he went and ate, and either way, he ate it, right? Why'd he eat it, right? I don't know, he liked it, right? It was good, it's incentive. Well? So I stole it back. What do you say? Because he was yoitzu with it. He used it. He used it for Shen Kudosh Kavadiyantiv, and he went and he ate it. And then afterwards, somebody brought him a lulav came out of nowhere. Mamash Hamayfis, a lulav came, and then we have Dalaminim. So he went ahead. And it definitely is the stummiest. No, Archelner. Archelner Lambavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav I mean, this the Aruch HaNeir sort of answers that if you go down to Kimta. Another kasha in the Gemara is he ate and then he went and he ate the Esrog. So, you're not saying now I'll do that. Now that you eat before you ate the Dalam Minim. What do you say?
He ate the night before.
Okay, so maybe it means the night before. You can make a Zah Kimta. So, someone would say the Pshad is bad. Some, this wasn't his real Esrog.
Other
Esrog
got passed.
Or maybe he didn't have
it. No, he really was Dalam Minim. This is Anshu Shalayim Esrog. Anshu Shalayim is working around all day with the Dalam Minim. Hold on a second. Anshu Shalayim is working around with the Dalam Minim. And therefore, this is Anshu Shalayim Esrog. We should work around with. Aye, what's the right if it wasn't really being good to it? It says Anshu Shalayim is only if you have a Kasher Esrog, right? If you hold a baseball bat and a football, you know, it's Anshu Shalayim. Anshu Shalayim was the whole the Dalam Minim. So the fact that, you know, he ate from it, why he did the Dalam Minim ready for it's not a problem to eat. Elamai, how did he go around? And, you know, what was going on, the Chayra? And I, but we see the Maaseh. It's definitely the stormiest Gemara would sound like there's no issue of a Chisaron on the rest of the days. Right, there is a Meiri, there's a Rebbe who would say that there's somewhat of a Chisaron, but, you know, definitely the stormiest Gemara would say. No, but, yeah, that also could be answered. Yeah, these are all very big Kimtas. Definitely the stomach Gemara sounds like it's totally okay. So, kids, enough about it. Just a chazor one more time. This year, Chisar is not such a big issue. Day one, for those who are Zeichet to say that it's Israel, so the Bechal is not an issue. And even those who are keeping 2 days on, the Maisa, Chisar and Choshu, the Maisa, my Morcha says he can go and make a bracha, it's not going to be a problem. And we mentioned last time, the Taz mentioned that if, let's say, you have a Safa Chisar, this one's Vadei Chassel. This is Safa Chassel. What's going to be a Lacha? So Taz brings down that the Mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is Safa Chassel is going to be Kasher. Why? Why is Safa Chassel going to be Kasher? Being the once you go whole certain Mashmois is going on, it's not a Pasulis. Plus, we have over here that Safa Chassel, therefore it's going to be Kasher. We ask the Chayra, that cloud, when it comes to Brachas, we don't make Brachas on a Saksveka. So what's going to be the Taich over here? Which is the Pshad is, because over here it seems to be the Ikar Adin. Over here would seemingly be that Chisar Mashu was not going to the Pasul. Therefore, there's some type of level of a Safik, Safik Chasser, or Yantav Sheni, according to the Shizu, the Zavichom Yantav Rishon, therefore we're able to go ahead and make one and go ahead and make a bracha. Now, we mentioned last time that Chisarin in certain Bati Midrashim, that's like the biggest Pasulis. Like, they'll say Roy Vesuigim or Chasser, and wind up one after the other, and the passage right and left. So after learning the sugya, Kipshute, what should come out?
That they're wrong.
What? That they're wrong. I'm saying Fine. But Safi Chaser is going to be kasher. Now, what's considered Safi Chaser? Safi Chaser is only if it's a suffix to somebody who has some type of level of yidia. If somebody doesn't know anything about anything, so when I can say that's a Safa Chasa, that's just stam a pasha chasa yidia. But there is some type of level of yidia, that's what we say Safa Chasa is going, that's where Safa Chasa is going to, Safa Chasa is going to be Chasa. So the thing is, at the end of the day, it is Tali and Rishayna, right? Safik if it's Chasa. Safik if, you know, Safik what the din is. So before Sukkot, what are you kriching around and buying such an asterisk for? Right there. If you're paying 5 shekel for your asterisk, fine. Say, take yourself a chaser. But once you, you know, you guys are paying good money for your asterisk, so what are you getting about something which is a spek spek? You know, then, you know, that's what they're, that's what their tiny is. Oh? The what? Oh, right. The Achashach, right. The Achashach says Zainus Rasa, like, that something which is, what was something? That, you know, something which is whatever, like, what are you getting involved in it for? What are you, you know, what are you, you know, what are you doing such a thing? Now.
As long as people are worried that you're going to, like, scratch up a piece, that's going to be tough, that's just going to be,
Okay, so let's discuss it. The Gemara brings down that Nikolaf is going to be possible. Amar Rava, it's like the Iglet Kahini Sumka, it's like red, it's kosher. Which I give this whole discussion is red a Shini Mara or not. Like upon him, here it sounds like a red, it's okay. I see Nikolaf is going to be possible. Like Kasha, Alba Kula Maksasa. Depends on Kula Maksasa. It's like Raj. Kula is Kshera. Maksasa, possible minimum. Rashi says that Kula is going to be kosher. Nikolaf Maksasa is going to be possible, Kaskasidim minimum. Fractasis. The Minchas is the opposite way. Kula is pasul, because that's like a trefus. And trefus, we find that gulda, trefa, mishtaiba, kaselik shera, because it gets better. Mashenkin, if it's going to be miksasa, then it's going to be kasha. So first, the shayon on the Rashi is, the chartes has a taina. We're very into comparing trefus to DNA asterig. The maisa by trefus alach is that kula is pasul and miksasa is kasher. So why over here is not going to be like that. So that Elchanan says, he said why is miksasa kasher by trefus? That's the reason why. Hadabari, it gets better. That's Matzias. So over there, that's why miksasa is going to be kasher. But over here, you don't have the svara that it gets better. And therefore it's not going to be such a dimming from there. And if you can't say that just because miksasa over there is going to be kasher, you can't say miksasa over here is going to be kosher.
Surely,
cool,
should be possible.
What do you say? Even if it's not kosher. No, so Elmai, I was actually in the sugya over here. It's not a sugya of like, of the sugya of is a number. What's a number? A number is something which is spotted, that's going to be possible. So if everything is the same, mahalach, the same, everything looks the same, it's like a number, it's going to be possible. Hashem Kain, if it's going to be miksasa, it's going to be kosher. This is really rational, it's going to have him sold them. Rational, he said it over here, is a number. Menumer is a chilek of it is on, chilek of it's off, then that's like spider, it's menumer. If Hashem is cooling off, then it's going to be kosh. And the shayla is, why is Tosfos saying not like Rashi? We know there's something called psul menumer. It's very nice. He brought a raya and trefus not pasas. Fine. But the ma'isa, what's with the menumer shabai? The ma'isa, the chayla should be right. We find something with menumer, a spider to chazos is shtayim shleishim l'kayim, which is going to be pasul. So over here also, the chayr, if it's different places, the chayr, why is it in the chazazas? Chazazas is 8 times going to be pasul. So over here also, the chayr, there should be snape pasul. So the Kapis Tamarim says, the Seder David is that even in Rashi, when he says, the king said, when it's 2 or 3 places, the machalik is Rashi Tesus. Can't say everyone agrees with chayr gav, then maybe that's going to be a number. The machalik is when it's only one place. That what? Rashi is being mechadish, and also the stomach Rashi is, even though menumer by chazas is 2 or 3 places, but over here when he's peeled off, when it's niklaf, one place is enough to make a menumer. So it's a more shnak of menumer, and if even when it's going to be niklaf in one place, that's going to be considered, that's going to be possible. That's where the Mechalik Rashi Tosis is. As if it's 2 or 3 places, could be everyone agrees. That's a menumer. The Mechalik says, when it's in one place, Rashi held that this is a zam menumer, which is, by Nikolaf is more of a passless, and therefore it's going to pass. Mashenkein, Tosel will not be considered passel. Now, in terms of where is it considered Nikolaf, and when is it considered Chasser, so that's a Shaila. Something called Nikolaf, scratch off, something called Chasser, which is missing. The Shaila is one of two things. So first, I forgot to mention, when it comes to Chasser, the Chazanish writes that many times when you, the juice in the Esrog, it comes out. Is that considered that you have a chisaron and that's a mesrig or not? What's he say to Shaila? He said to Shaila is that it's not really so much missing anything, it's just a juice. So Chazanish brings rayas that the juice alone coming out, that's not considered a chisaron. He says when you test it out, right, you put something through it without cloud, it's going to knock off the juice. It might not knock off the etzem basar, but definitely juice is going to come out. What? Right. Right. Okay. Right. Why isn't it chaser? So he sees juice on the screen. Elamai, the juice does not make it a din chaser. That's what? That's the chaser in Rashi Kamim Zayin. Now, so Shaz, where is it? Niklaf is not posel as chaser. So something called scraped and something called chaser. The Shaz, where are these two levels? So Shatzin Chazayin writes the lot of klipas in the esrog. You have esrog over here? So there's the three klipas in the esrog. There's a klipa yerek dak mo'id. It's a very, very thin layer, like a shine over here. It's very, very thin. Mom is very, very thin layer. That's number one. Then there's the actual green or yellow, depending on your esrog. There's all this over here. That's number two, the green. And then there's the third chelik when you get to the white. It says, "Kamei klipa echad kupiyak da'ak moid, fuminu a klipa ava, sas," which is very, very bitter if you eat it. It's not really, really lachila. And then there's the white, which is that's some free and that's some chelik of that's some esrog. And inside, he says, is the chedrei azera. These are the seeds. Taste discusses about in terms of you have a nekem of foolish to the chedrei azera. That's what he's talking about over there. So Shaila is, where's the niklaf and where's it going to be considered chaser? So stam is svar before we start off anything. Chaser mistam is going to be the etzem esrog. What's considered the etzem esrog? What's etzem pri? Which part? So this part is rei lachila. This part is lashon of shaitzin is that. It's not really that. It's very bitter. It's not really that's the part which people eat so much. Yeah, fine. So everyone agrees the Ari Shein would say that's only considered chaser when it gets to the lava. The Lashon HaRash is that. Lashon HaRash is very important in this. What's considered chaser? What's considered niklaf? If you didn't take anything out of the white. Now the Rosh is clearly saying that chaser is you went all the way down here into the white. If you didn't take from the white, that's not going to consider chaser. Anything told on is going to be considered niklaf.
If you look there, it's not white right away. It's first light green.
So you took up the light green, that's okay. Till you get to the...
So like it's in the whitish
stuff. I'm saying,
like,
so that's still part of green. For
the
first 8 feet
of an inch
inside the white, it's still greenish. So,
if you kind of knew what
your
slice
was, we'll experiment afterwards. Like, the rush is definitely that the only time it's going to be possible is one time. Sorry, chaser. Chaser is it went into the white. Niklaf is that you didn't get to the white. That's definitely the Lashon HaRash. The Shatzian Fashtez in the Ran that not like that. The Ran holds that the Ran holds that Niklaf is only the thin outer layer over here. I'm thinking once you go into the green already, that's considered chaser. That's how the Chazir said. Which in Svar is somewhat of a Chiddush, because I said this part is not the Etzem Pri, right? You don't really eat it. That's a Pri Mestamba's inside, just more like the Klipa. But the Mishpuz on standing around, the Maisa would be considered a Chas, and it's going to be a problem. And the Rambam, Niklaf is just that thin, very thin shine. It's a very thin shine in it, and that's considered Niklaf. I'm saying once you go... Going to the Ran. Let's have a very deep chaser. Won't be going to the chaser. That's what I'm explaining now. Where is it? It's in different places. Niklaf is either the outer thin part, and chaser is into the second layer. Or Niklaf is till the white, and Chaser is in the white. No. In the Malach of the Rosh, Chaser is the white part. Niklaf is the green part. And why? What's the svara? The green part's not the pri. It's a klipa. Chaser is in the pri, and the chaser is not some pri, and this is not in the. This is not some pri. The noops, so minumar, two, three places, or the chaitim, that's what it is. In the ran, the way Shasim is understanding it, niklaf is in the outer little shine. Mashenkein, once you get to the green already, that's already going to be said to chaser. Now in the Rambam, what? Yeah, it's Kseda Chaser, I'm saying. In the Rambam says the Lashon that. Lashon Rambam says that. Niklaf is too much Sheinim Mechasri. It's not Mechasri. It's Yorik. The Lashon Rambam is Yorik. It's green, Sheinim Mechasri. Okay, it's green, Sheinim Mechasri, according to the Rambam. That's Lashon Rambam. It's still green, they're not Mechasri.
What is, that's
Niklaf, what is it? What I say, Niklaf is that it's Niklaf, it's Yorik, Shein Mechasre. It's not Mechasre, and it's still considered green. So the question is, what does the Rambam mean that he writes as Niklaf, and it's still green? So three Mahalachim had on the same time the Rambam. The Mahalach Shatzian is, he goes with his Mahalach, it's green, Shein Mechasre means that you didn't do anything to the green. If you Mechasre, the Chelik of the green that writes, because it's a Chaser, like the Ran. Therefore, when he says green, Shein Mechaser, it means like the Shita Saran, that what the Chalav was Mechaseret, because if it would be Mechaser, then it would be a problem. The Chazan Ish and the Pekrei Yaakov, it's the Katan Tess, they learn from the Rambam is, that what it means is that they're going to Mahalach Vaita. The Chazan holds that the only time you see the Chaser is only if it's in the Lavan. If it's in the green, it's not considered Chaser. Nervas, like the Chazan Zarach Haner, that let's say you take off all the green, and now you see white. Is that possible or is that kosher? Technically, it should be kosher if you weren't chaser anything from the white. That's technically true. There's nothing chaser about it. Now, for us, like the Chaz Nishan of Bekri Yaakov, it's EF Shil, it's same, that it's B'diok. And once I'm seeing white, I have to be chushish that maybe it was also chaser from the white. Therefore, that's behind the Rambam. The Rambam says that's Yorik. Sheinim Chasre, and it's Yorik Moshehu, it means, Avada could be it was Chasar Achelik of the green, but it's not Mechasar the Lavan, it's still green, because if it wouldn't be green, we don't know if you were Chasar. And therefore, you'd have to be Machman. That's what the Rambam says. So Avada Chasar is Dafka in the white. The reason why it still has to be green is because we're Chosesh that maybe if it would be, if we see white, if it's not Yorik Moshehu, we're Chosesh that maybe there was some type of Chasar.
Ram is
doing like the Ran. That's the Shaila. The Shatzian is learning the Rambam is like the Ran. The Chazanish is saying everyone knows like the Rush. Even the Rambam, which says that's Yorik Kamoishahi, Shein Bechasi, means because if you take up all the green, we have to be Chayshish, and we see why, maybe it's Yapshalat Samson. The Biskarov, in his Sefer on Sukkah, he has a little bit different in the Sukh. He holds that Chisaron is only Chisaron when all the greens off. Now, Zavada, you don't need the white in order to be considered Chisaron. But if the Esrig is still Shalom, that you just took off a little bit of green and just Mechaser it, but it's still Shalom, it's still green, that's not a Chisaron in the Esrig. It's only when the Gamri, the Klipa, is off, then it's a Psal Chaser. Mashenge, when the Gamri won't be off, then it would not be a Psal Chaser. Because the three Mahacham understand the Rambam. The Shatzian is understanding the Rambam. Mashu in the Rambam in the green passes it. That's another one of the Shatzian. Ein Mechaser Yorkim Moshehu also passes it. Biskarov's understanding is that if you take off the whole klipa, it's possible. If it stays a chelik of it, it's not going to be possible. Chazanish is going, no. Avada Chesaron is in the Lavan. Nervas, if you take off all the green, at the Chishish I took off in the Lavan. The Biskarov is I took off all the green, that is the Chaser. And the Chazanish, the Chaser is in the Lavan. Mashengen, if I didn't take off all the Lavan, then it's not going to be possible. So now, so the most of the chassid shayla that you're seeing, you're not seeing white, right? If you're seeing white, you don't need a rabbi, right? Just look at yourself. You see white, you don't see white, right? You don't have to, don't take too much to figure it out. So most of the chassid shaylas, those who are dealing with chassid, they're going with the shatzian, that the passless is a passless of in the passes in the green, not like the Tshuvas Arash, and not like in the Rambam, and Rambam's debatable, not like the Chazon Ish, and that's what they're going with. So I gave the whole thing right there. We're dealing with the, again, right there with the Psal of Chassar. So let's just rewind again over here. We have a Rush, which says, whenever you have this Chassar, what's the halacha? It's Kasher, because it didn't go into the white, right? All the Shilas. Even on the side that we're machmir for the Shartzians ran Rambam, which has this whole Israel ran the Rambam, then the Shartzians masking there's a Rush holds Kasher. And the ran Rambam, Machalikas, Shru Chaznish, Shru is machmir, Chaznish is Mekel. So every single time we have the Rush always holds Kasher. We have in the Ran and in the Rambam, we have the Shartzian holds Machalik Shartzian and Mishabura, right there with the Kasher Apostle. The whole Musig of Chassar Koshu is Mechligis, right? We say Shasachak gave to make a bracha. Therefore, that whole Mahalach is definitely is, I'm not sure what the right wording is. But, I guess it'll be Seira. There's definitely a lot of Tziruf from not like that to be Kasha. Now, you want to know what's the Minigim? Is the Minigim like the Chazon Ish, or the Minigim is like the Mishnah Brura? So we saw Shema Zaman Alicha Shlema. And the Mamar comes to her and says, like the Shartzia, and then, the Minig is the Garden of Yimachmer. Brugwitz told me years ago, he wasn't Sach Stachas. I'm not sure he's holding that, but in a while. But, I asked him, whatever. No, he goes, we'll hold like Chaznish. It's only a Chaser if it's, if you see the white, it's kind of not something. But it's a different argument, like the Chaznish or the Shartzian, but right, if you're throwing against Safa Chassar again, we're going a lot of Tirufim, not like you have a Safa Chassar in the green, not in the white, that definitely is a very big Chumrah. And like we mentioned before, this is only Yontiv Rishon. Rest of Sukkot, you're okay, and this year, being Sukkot is on Shabbos, so therefore it's not so relevant, the whole Chassar. Right, then maybe you have the hinnah of a hadar, which you said. The pasuk gemara seems to say hadar, it's not a problem with chazaron because we're chinning the ephraim is esrig. We have these dechukim, and we have a miri and the rabbi which says it's a problem, but we have these dechukim in the gemara. Definitely the stomach is a davar. But not like that, the stomach of everything. Right, so you're saying you have a suffix in the green, whether it's chazar or not, whether it's a dechukim for the rabbi or the rush, with whatever, yeah, like that, definitely is. Fine, we're running out of time, but I didn't get to this. I'm not gonna get to it. It looks like now a nekev is a problem if it's considered nekev mefulish. What's together the mefulish? So we're saying we're remarking that even if it's mefulish, even if it's not chaser, then it's going to be okay. What's considered a nekev mefulish? So Mechaber brings down two shitas. The Ba'ag, Yesh Mefulish, which is a nekev tzadzat tzadzat goes all the way through. Yesh Mefarshim, which is a rush, Ri, Ran. The nekev is Ad Chedei Azara. That's going to be considered a nekev mefulish. How do we paskin? So Mechaber brings down that. What's the reason why Chedei Azara is enough for a paskin? So Mechaber goes with the Svar of the Ran. The Kliva Ova. That alone is considered double from the atzmai, and therefore, if that gets a hold of it, that's considered a mefulish. How are you paskin? Yesh lach b'svar achreinav shasal chak. You could be mekel. So this is very important. If you have a hold to the chadre azera, we're saying that what you should be machmer shasal chak. You're going to be mekel. Now, many times in the top of your essay, pass a couple of swag, you won't find one without a pitam. Please, without a pitam. Without pitams, okay, fine. When it doesn't have a pitam, a lot of times there's a hole in the pitam. And goes down. So a nekev mefulish, we're coming out. That one has it? We don't have it. Okay, so a nekev mefulish to the chedri azara, that's something we're going to pass. Chedri azara is not that far in. So the question is, do you have to be chayshish? Do you have to be chayshish for that hole that it went all the way down and it's going to be a passus? Yeah, Akapanim. There's a Kabbalah by the Chazon Ish Esregan that's never going to be like that. That from the pitam down, it's not going to get a hold to the Chedrei Azara.
But it can.
It's not the Yeah, they check thousands of them, and it doesn't go. Therefore, you do not have to be chayshish for it. That if there's a hole in your pitum, which many times, very common, there's a hole in your pitum. But
especially they grow
without
a pitum.
Yeah.
They come up
what do you say?
It's a natural.
Is Nikim a foolish? Yeah, why not? That's all. Akapanim, they say that there's even a machmer for the chadazar, we say there's Kabbalah and we're not machmer that. But Esrig, which is Nimuach, there's a suffix that something was Nimuach, what's going to be the halacha. And the Gemara doesn't have a pshitas. Nachlagah Rishonim, that Nimuach Obasa Bifnim, what's going to be the halacha? Do we say it's kosher or do we say it's possible? What's the reason why you say it's kosher? So the Rishonim say, that the whole suffix in Gemara is a din derabanan. If it's a suffix derabanan lekula, what's that? The machmer. So the Torah brings down because of deraisa. It's sad to say that's deraisa. What does it mean deraisa? So the two machmas and deraisa. The box is not really deraisa. About all these psalmic say derabanan. It means it's ikri deraisa. It means it's ikri deraisa. So therefore, that's why it's going to be possible. Going, it seems like a pshita. It's not deraisa. What would be the tights? What would be deraisa? So the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting nusach. The reason why over here why would be deraisa is because brings out the Bach in the Rishon the Torah. In the Klal, lean there a Torah Sulei, even though other holes are possibly the Rabbanan. So why over here is the worst? Not because the Rabbanan. It's totally nimuach. It's nishkan esrig. It's totally like warped inside. It's nishkan esrig. Therefore, it's pasam in that tayra. As he's saying, he said it up is midereisa is because it's totally nimuach vifnim, and therefore it's going to be deraisa. Now, but derech klal, this it's not going to be some negating. I have esrig, which is nimuach. He says yesh achbed avos zomach. Afshar, where's the negate? Negate shuvah Moshe. Moshe says. On the Surah, what's the Surah Shaila over here? The Surah Shaila is, you have something. Yeah, Ramesh right understood the Surah Shaila is that. By the Moshe Simakuf Behei, the suffix of you talk about the esrog which is in the freezer and you took it out. So Moshe says telling the not only it's daiti, says telling the Gemara daftam bevav. No, the esrog is somebody treifa. It's the muach. Kaim is the finest. The chadir zara. It's now he says what's the suffix of the Gemara? That the suffix of the Gemara is that you have something which has the simony pasulis but didn't come out yet. Do you say it's going to be possible or not? And therefore, Moshe says, since we're showing Plague Bug Zoo, the Rei for the Torah say that it's a Kula, it's Kasher, Tar Pasul Chumra, Shnach means Tushitas. Therefore, in our case, also, it's going to be Tushitas. And therefore, you have to be Machmer in the case where the Esther comes out of the freezer, if it's going to right away change, it's going to be rotting after a couple of days, it's telling the Gemara Daflam Evolve, which will be Machmer in Sif Dalid. And therefore, Moshe says, you have to be Machmer in that case. We mentioned last time, that Rav Yashiv, I think Rav Yashiv says that the reason why it's, maybe in Lumdis is right, is true, that something which starts now, maybe that's the suffix of the Gemara, but they want to say the Metzias is the reason why it's, what's called again, the reason why it's being Nimuach is not because it started now, it's just the Hanukkah cold which is causing it to in and out, and therefore it wouldn't be a riot. Well? Oh, okay, fine. And we'd have to tell them it's his. Now, but again, by Niklaf, the Mechaber Paschas, Niklaf, Aklipa, Chitzayin, Shalais, and Mechasel, Nishar, Yerkam, Vashi, Pirasai, Nikla, Kulay, Pasel. If it's Kulay, it's going to be Pasel. Like Taisvis. Vinishim, and Akosho, Kosher. You have a little leftovers in the Kosher. How much is the Mechaik Shashain, how much has to be left over in Kosher? Is it Italian Kasela, or is it Italian in Akosho? These say it's like Behema, Mamash Kasala, or Bitali in Kosho. Now, the Mishnah brings down, and Malka and Niflu, Mishum, Rayas, and Rayasig, if there's a Shini Mara when you peel it off, So he says, even Roiv is Mipasol. It says Dafka in one place. If it's two or three places, then it gets in a Menumer. If it's a Makam Chaitim, then even Kosher is Mipasol. This is very important. I was saying that even on Dikhlaf, maybe it's going to be Kosher, B'miksasai, V'nechanami. If it changes colors, then it's going to be a Kosher Menumer, it's Mipasol. What's the Gedda? The Gedda is Ivish Taim Shesh Makam is Mipasol. If it's one place on the Chaitim, then that also is going to go ahead and one place in the Chaitim, that also is going to be considered a Passus. What's considered a Shini Mara? So it's Machlikas. Is it just that it changed? Or has it a Mara Apostle? And there's a certain things we're going to see are Maras Apostle. White, black, that's going to be something which is a Mara Apostle. So if it changed to Mara Apostle on the Chaitim, that for sure is going to Apostle. The size when it was Niklaf and didn't change the Mara Apostle, it changed to brown. Very common, right? Have any scratches over here? Very common that it's gonna. Hey, pass me. Brown is not a Mara Apostle. Nervous. If you scratch it and it turns brown, you make it. Nah, those are bottles and things like that. If you scratch it, a lot of times you do a Niklaf, it's gonna turn brown pretty quickly. It turns brown. So the deer, yeah. Well, yeah, that might be that something. It's not really Niklaf, no. Niklaf has to be some type of like, whatever, that's just a blatto or something. Because a lot of times, after it's Niklaf, it can turn colors. And if it seems very important, if you have a scratch, a Niklaf, you can't tell for 24 hours whether it changes colors or not. It takes 24 hours for it to change colors. For another Niklaf, you have to wait 24 hours before you look at it. Now, if you look at it, if it changes to black, white, pasul. If it changes to Himara Kasha, like brown, so that the Mishmur says, in the Rosh, Machlik Shoshainim, and he says that Umara Kasha in the Paisley, it says Mara Kasha in the Paisley, Shasal Chak, Yishas Mavazah. This is Dafka B'Shas L'Chak, you should be so much on it. If it's not Shas L'Chak, then one should not be a mikvah. Okay, we'll stop here. Bye.